April 11th, 2024, JEDCO Special Executive Committee meeting.
Why, Jim, did you go out after?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the rooftop bar.
Oh, you did?
No. I couldn't even get out of the parking lot. My ticket wouldn't work.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, I stayed there because people kept coming.
Of course, yeah.
Until everybody left, and then I left.
It's 9 o'clock.
Okay. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We're going to start the JEDCO Special Executive Committee meeting, April 11th, 2024. And it's called to order, and let's start with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time I'd like to welcome our guests today, Grady Fitzpatrick, Access Advisors, David Greenwood, RNGD, Philip Sherman with Adams and Reese, and so we have approval of absences today are Billy Douglas, Joe Ewell, Mike Fahrenholt. Can I have a motion?
Move.
Michael, second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion passes. Any public comments today? Hear none. We'll move on to unfinished and new business. A resolution giving preliminary approval to a proposal by RNGD LLC and its affiliates for the Jefferson Parish Economic Development and Port District to enter into a payment in lieu of tax arrangement as an incentive for the acquisition and construction of its corporate headquarters, the expansion of its existing manufacturing facility, the construction and equipping of a manufacturing and steel fabrication facility, and the construction of a skills trade training academy, providing for the employment of special counsel, and providing for other matters in connection with the foregoing. Jerry?
Thank you, Myra, and thank all of you for coming to a special meeting. We don't like to call these very often, but at the same time, we want to operate at the speed of business, and we have an exciting project we're working on, but it necessitates us to move pretty quickly, and that is the consolidation and construction of a new headquarters for RNGD. You all may be familiar with the old Palmisano construction. They have several entities under that. Most recently, Impetus, which they rebranded as, and actually built a headquarters up on Chapultepec not too long ago. At the same time, they had a fabrication facility in the LaBar Business Park. You can see it from Earhart as you pass Earhart. But they were presented with the opportunity to purchase some additional land and building in LaBar, which essentially gives them an entire block. And for lots of reasons, it gives them the opportunity to consolidate everything there at that one location, make it their new headquarters, but also not only their corporate offices, but would allow for expansion of their fabrication facility, manufacturing, and to also create a skills training hub. This is a $26 million total capital investment. A new 80,000 square foot manufacturing and steel fabrication facility, a new 20,000 square foot skilled trades training academy, a new 35,000 square foot corporate office, and this will also include the acquisition of $2 million in additional machinery, equipment, and furnishings. The company currently has 240 employees, annual payroll of $22.2 million. This expansion will allow them not only to retain those 240 jobs, But they're projecting to create approximately 50 jobs a year over the next several years, which would probably cap out at the addition or relate to the addition of another 250 to 260 jobs. So we're looking at really at full build out of about 500 jobs that will be there, averaging over 60,000 a person. So they're looking, or they're projecting, almost 38 million in annual payroll. To execute this, to offset some of their costs, they came to us and we began the discussion of a payment in lieu of taxes. It's something we're looking at very favorably and would recommend. What you have in front of you, though, is the preliminary resolution for the board to authorize us to essentially begin those negotiations in earnest. We would begin that immediately. We have been working with the company, but this is an administrative step to take. Once we negotiate those terms, again, the pilot lease as drafted would be taken back to the pilot review committee of JEDCO, and then either brought back here to the executive committee or the full board, depending on the month. This will, and you have a copy of it in front of you, allow us to employ our special counsel with Adams and Reese, and we have Philip Sherman here. They'll draft the agreement and the related documents, and also this would approve the engagement letter with Adams and Reese. And just to remind you all, the company does pay our special counsel fees associated with that. So those are the that's what you have in front of you. Again, this is just a preliminary endorsement resolution, which really allows us to stay on track and get this back to the full board with terms as soon as possible. And David, I don't know if you want to comment on your timeline in terms of starting construction.
We are trying to get in by the first quarter of 2025. Our owner, Wesley Palmzano, as Lauren can attest, she used to work there. Wesley is very focused, he's very strategic. The company has grown from zero employees to 240 in 10 years. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary a year ago. That growth has primarily been in the construction space, traditional construction, but Wesley wants to change how construction is done. And to do that, we want to basically build parts of buildings within a manufacturing environment. So we would build them at this location, like, you know, take a hotel room, and we would basically start with steel studs, move it to, you know, electrical, move it to plumbing, etc. I mean, that's the ultimate goal is. And so ultimately we would be basically putting a hotel room theoretically on a truck, moving it to the site, and basically putting it in place with a steel structure. And what we achieve by that is reduced cost, faster time schedule, and deliver a more consistent product for our customers. To do that, we have to take some baby steps along the way, and so we made our first step approximately 2 years ago by basically starting out of the blue a steel fabrication manufacturing business and a millwork business, which also fabricates wood type products for construction. That business out of the gate has done very well. Just recently we got on the steel business, we got certified by the AICS, which is the company that certifies steel fabricators and steel erectors. We're only one of three in the state, I believe, or one of four. I think it's one of three that are certified. So we're really excited about that we just got. And we're excited about the future and bringing all of our, currently we've sort of overgrown our facility on Chocatoulas. Our options are to break up the company and have people in different locations. But we're about collaboration internally and with our business partners. And so this opportunity to find space inside Metairie and have all of our people at one location working on the same goal is really exciting for us. And so we're trying to, you know, it's going to cost a lot of money to get there. And so we're just looking for some help to make this happen.
Myself and Wesley have met with Councilman Bonanno. He's extremely supportive of this, as is the parish. And I do want to just remind everyone, and yes, this is a public meeting, but we don't want to call too much attention to this until a public announcement is made because of the sensitivity of moving, potentially moving a headquarters out of the city here into Jefferson. Ironically, there are two other major headquarters that will also probably garner significant or similar interest, but that's what we're dealing with right now. So that's what you have in front of you. I don't know if you all have any questions.
Very exciting. Congratulations on all your success, and we're really super excited that Jefferson Parish is your targeted location for this expansion and consolidation of the business. That's really fantastic. Thank you.
Definitely. For sure, that's what JEDCO is about, so we'd like to support that that move, of course, for Jefferson Parish economic development and growth.
Is the
Orleans has to do what they have to do.
Is the pilot the only thing we can do to help?
I think Dino is considering some discretionary, but things are running a little tighter, and I think the pilot is the easiest way to offset some of those costs, especially associated with moving their headquarters and some of the infrastructure needs in that LeBar Business Park. So that's the way we're approaching it right now. And if he's able to do anything, I believe he will.
And y'all are already talking the administration, permitting, all that stuff. Only to say that if you need help making connections and relationships,
okay. Yeah.
The group is pretty well positioned to help.
Yeah, we're very excited about the opportunity.
Thank you.
And if you see Grady is a familiar face to many of you. Grady was with GNO Inc. for a number of years, and our counterpart over there, he went to the good side. The side that pays.
Thank you all for coming in the special meeting. But yeah, I work now with, like I said, was at GNO Inc. for 12 years, and now on the private side, so helping companies, and excited to help Louisiana companies grow. So working with companies across the country, but obviously I have a special place for Louisiana companies, and this is pretty exciting. And Wesley, actually, I think we met when I was at GNO a few years back, and he had this concept, and it was hard to kind of wrap my head around, and I think it was maybe hard for him at first, but you know what they're going to do out there is going to be pretty innovative.
Just one other, I know of one building that I was involved with where they did this factory, built all the walls that are two and three thick PVC insulated walls off-site, and they come together like a puzzle piece, and the building's perfectly insulated because it was already built in a factory and then cut to pieces and brought to site. It's
modern.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Well, as far as what we're doing today, this is an easy thing just to proceed the discussions, sort of the more getting into the details is the next step where we'll evaluate the quid pro quo, job creations and value and tax incentives. So we're sort of the gatekeeper of what is essentially public money being put into your project. So that comes next, but I'm ready to make a motion to proceed with that process.
Absolutely. Okay, so we have a motion by Michael and second by Jim. All those in favor?
Aye.
Oppose? So the motion passes. Great to see you, Grady, and congratulations. We look forward to working with you.
Before you seek a motion to adjourn, I hope you all let Lacey know that I ran the most efficient meeting.
14 minutes.
But I do want to congratulate Myra. A couple of you all were with us last night, but Myra was recognized by the University of Holy Cross and received their Spezunica Award, which is an extremely high honor. for her service in the community. So congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Jen. It was definitely an honor and very special evening for my family, for myself. Thank you for being there, Gary, and the team, everybody. So now, a motion to adjourn while I reminisce. Move, second? Jim? Okay. All those in favor? But we're adjourned, and I'll see you very soon.
That was the second. That was the second on both of us.
Who was it, Brian? Was it always getting the second? So he's trying to break the record now?
Now it's Jim.
Now it's Jim.
Well, at least I'm not Larry that appointed the second.
Oh, yeah, Larry.
Larry would say, okay, Brian?
That's the way you officially run the meeting.
Well, I got here early. I'm leaving early.
You're leaving early, so you made up for your 15 minutes.
There you go.
You gotta go sell that house.
Oh, I'm trying to.
I want somebody to put a lot of money in it. The house next door to us on Park Island is Todd McConnell's house. He's got it on the market.
Facing your house to the left.
You don't want to buy it?
Yeah, well, no, from the street facing my house is to the right.
Jerry's not allowed to buy it.
Alden's to the left.
Would you like to buy it?
Jerry's not allowed to buy it.
I might be selling the one I'm in right now.
It'd be insurance.
Insurance, the taste, design, cabinet.
No, but.
That's self-inflicted.
I said, we have interest. It's just a matter of time. And he's going to be one of his concessions.
Mara, don't leave.
Oh, that's right.
I need him to get all that money.
Yeah, we all, look, Alden needs, and Belinda, and all the rest of the neighbors, they.
Yeah, we want to get a high grant per square foot. Oh, I don't know if I, per square foot?
I could get it to you. I don't have it off the top of my head, but right now I've reduced it to 1.2 million.
How many square feet?
It's roughly about, I think it's 3,400 square feet.
Yeah, no, we'll get it, 300.
The house is gutted.
It's gutted.
Oh, really?
It's gutted?
It's gutted.
He gutted it because he was going to do a big renovation there, and he decided that he and his family were going to stay uptown. So, and he paid, yeah. I mean, the asking price right now is what he paid.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're on Park Island.
He'd had it for a good while before we bought ours. He's, yeah.
Been there, getting buried there since 1860.
And they were hoping that they were. I'm getting it right now. They wanted to renovate it, but Crystal and Todd decided, you know, uptown was more
easier now than up there.
Park-like. And you heard good point.
Recommended it to a few people.
Well, we jump in for a bit.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just want to let you know how great the experience was when I did the ultrasound.
Anyway, all right, guys.
Appreciate you are in a lot of different ways.
Thank you.
Thank you.